awesome.
Welcome to another program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, on Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Today, quickly, this is out of the 28th edition of the whatdoesitmean.com. China is a growing threat every day, an everyday threat. And her name is, I'm not Taiwanese, so I'll have a hard time with her name. Tsai Ing-wen. She is the president of Taiwan. And she is stating that China is an everyday threat. Rising tensions between the United States and China said that the threat from Beijing is growing every day, and for the first time she confirmed the presence of American troops on Taiwanese soil. Taiwan is now a flourishing democracy, but the mainland's ruling Chinese Communist Party continues to view the island as inseparable and an inseparable part of its territory. Today's relations between Taipei and Beijing are at the lowest point in decades. China, again, has her objective, her eyes are on Taiwan. The strait between the ocean between Taiwan and mainland China is about 125 miles. Not long. It'd be like from the station here to Colorado Springs, roughly. So not much space, but it is a vital asset to China because of the ships that travel through the South China Sea. And now, finally, Taiwan's president admitting that China is an increasing everyday threat. And she's also confirming that there are U.S. military trainers on the island. There has to be. Because in the interests of the globalists, they do not want China to close down the South China Sea. And then this is out of the Wall Street Journal. The United States and China, this is on yesterday, the United States and China are engaged in a strategic competition, as the Biden administration has put it, with Taiwan emerging as the focal point. But an ascendant view inside the administration seems to be that while China represents a serious economic, political, and technological challenge to American interests, it doesn't pose a direct military threat. Somebody is half asleep. They're not, or half awake. They're not telling the world the truth. And that's what they do. Whenever there's going to be a big conflict, they would prefer that they don't want to disclose the truth about a scenario that a war scenario. The U.S. must recognize that China is a military threat, definitely, and the conflict could come soon, and it is going to come. Beijing has made it clear that it is willing to use force to take Taiwan. Subordinating the island isn't only about incorporating a punitive lost province. It would be a vital step toward establishing Chinese hegemony in Asia. This isn't mere talk, according to the article. The Chinese military has rehearsed amphibious attacks, and commercial satellite imagery shows that China practices large-scale attacks on U.S. forces in the region. So as I'm doing these programs, I talk about other topics, and I'll mention what I talked about yesterday, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that I'm not watching what's happening in Asia, not watching what happens in Russia, with America's continuing pressure to trigger Russia into a conflict. This would be in America's best interests, and Russia knows that. Russia right now is experiencing great economic, it's a great time in Russia. While the rest of the world is basically on the ropes, Russia's doing well. China's on the ropes. The Western countries are on the ropes. South America's on the ropes. Africa's on the ropes. I'm using the example of somebody in the 12th round that has been beat pretty hard through the first 11 rounds, and he's having to use the ropes to hold him up. But Russia's not. Her economy is great. Russia is stable economically. Russia is working with China economically, the BRICS, and they're doing well to a great degree. But America, the two obstacles, China and Russia, the lesser obstacle is Russia. America is trying to remove Russia out of the equation as a world power because two things. America can move her hegemony into Europe, into Central Europe, or to Central and Eastern Europe, and into Asia if Russia's out of the way. American can move militarily and in other ways economically into more, have a greater influence and entrench herself in the Middle East. So, Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a few minutes. 1360 AM. AM Radio.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads. Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like
inside his cave. Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in Northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Continuing with the important news of the day. Now, there was a, also in this article, Kamala Harris refers to Joe Biden as the Titanic behind his back. And Dr. Jill Biden, I don't know why they call her a doctor. She didn't have any credentials to be a doctor. But they play the game. Jill Biden was asked if it was possible to remove a sitting vice president with the 25th Amendment over the past weekend, and I have a little clip here. Jack Posobiec is on the Citizen Free Press with a couple of gentlemen. Let's listen to this real quick.
The 2020 election should be, wait for it, overturned, including 60% of Republicans, right? 27% of independents, which is the proxy for the American people, and 16% of Democrats. This is not illegitimate. This is not saying that he was illegitimate. He's illegal. He's full of fraud. He cheated. No. This is overturned. We had Karen Fan on here yesterday. She kind of vapor locked and said, hey, we got to, how do we get this thing?
As Joe Biden and his administration decline. I told you before that Kamala Harris and her team are referring to him as the Titanic behind his back. I also got word that Jill Biden over the weekend was actually asking around if there's any way to remove a sitting vice president from the United States. That's how bad it is in the White House.
Whoa, stop. You're the best source guy for the scoops in the White House. Jill Biden, the wife... asking around, and people can hear this, can you remove a sitting vice president?
She's looking to say, is there something, is there anything, does the 25th Amendment apply to the vice? Is there anything we can do here to make this happen? Because she knows that Kamala Harris is the freight train that is bearing down on Joe Biden. She's out there, and even Daily Mail and a few other places are now talking about this, that she doesn't do events with Biden anymore. She did one event with him publicly in October, one event publicly with him September. She is out on her own, doing her own events, giving her own speeches, making a name for herself completely separate. So you've almost got two administrations now. You've got the Biden administration, and you've got the Harris administration, which is nascent, but they are the one that has all the momentum, that is all really the Democrat enthusiasm. And honestly, I'll tell you another thing, that when people in Washington, D.C. want something done, they're not calling Ron Klain, they're not calling Steve Ricchetti anymore, they're calling Kamala Harris.
Wow. Okay, I thought you would just want to know that. They're calling Kamala Harris. So, there is a division in the Democrat Party. Joe Biden is, they realize, is not competent. And Kamala being the type of person, and not only a person, but a personality. As you understand Kamala Harris's personality, you understand that she will not take second seat to any man. She will not. She is having a real hard time being vice president to Joe Biden, especially of all people. So I thought you would want to hear that. So there is a disturbance in the force in the American presidency and administration. Now, yesterday, my program was on Alec Baldwin shooting this girl and killing her. And the girl was the wife of one of the attorneys. And he's an attorney for the second largest law firm in the world, which represented the Ukraine and the companies that have been stiffed by the Federal Reserve for billions of dollars, and the attorneys won a case which is going to force the companies, that's going to allow the companies that were robbed of all these this money to be reimbursed. Well, that company, the husband of the woman that was murdered, I have it right here. I'll have to get the name in just a second. But the husband works for this law firm, and they're also representing this Michael Sussman. Now, with Michael Sussman, he is involved and was involved with the Russia collusion, supposed Donald Trump in the Russian investigation, which there was no collusion on Donald Trump's part, zero. The only thing that Donald Trump was doing, where he and Vladimir Putin were, you might say, in agreement, was making sure that the globalists, the One New World Order, would not move ahead of, well, would not move forward. They were interfering and have still put the slowed down the globalist plan for world hegemony, for world global control. Russia's in the way. Russia has to be removed. Donald Trump is out of the way. They brought this scenario to help destroy his second run for president, which they didn't do. He did win. But now, going back to Michael Sussman. Michael Sussman, he knew all of the people that were involved in this hoax, all of them. He knew the involvement of Barack Obama, knew the involvement of Robert Mueller. Everybody that was involved in this, I'm getting my notes out right here, I'm distracted. But I'm not really distracted. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Sussman knows all these people, and they cannot allow Sussman to go before any kind of a committee to talk about what he knew, when he knew it, and who was involved. They can't do it. One of the people, one of the families that will be talked about more than anybody will be the Clintons. The Clintons, because Hillary was the running, she was the running for president, she did everything possible to keep Donald Trump from taking office. She wasn't successful, as we know. Now, because we're coming up on Halloween, I thought I would do just a little bit of what Bill and Hillary did years ago. One thing they did was they would go to Haiti to have the witch doctor, the top witch doctor in Haiti, do voodoo on their behalf. Now, this is an article out of Corey'sDigs.com. The Clintons' Haitian Black Magic Secret. And because we're coming up onto Halloween, in the world, there are really two great powerful witches. The Queen of England, and here in the good old U.S. of A., the other great powerful witch. Probably there's never been anybody involved in the occult as far as a female more powerful than Hillary Rodham Clinton, Hillary Rodham slash Rockefeller, 90% Clinton. So, out of the article, this was in April 29, 2018, Corey'sDigs.com. I'll just give you quotes here and there. To understand the evil motivations of another human, one has to explore their psyche to see how and why they operate the way they do. When reviewing the Clintons, their countless money laundering, the pay-to-play schemes, one will ask, what the hell do they need all this money for? Well, buying people off requires a lot of money. Why do they need to buy people off? Simple. Clinton's thirst for power is insatiable. Let me say that again. Clinton's thirst for power is insatiable. So much that they will stop at nothing to get what they want while enjoying the stain of destruction they leave along the path. In fact, their hunger for power is so strong they even seek assistance through the help of voodoo, and black magic with the hope of ensuring outcomes. Some may already be aware of Bill and Hillary Clinton's experience with voodoo from the passage in Bill Clinton's memoirs, My Life. However, I don't believe anyone is aware of their dark secret regarding the former president of Haiti, Jean Bertrand Aristide, and his black magic. Some did say secret. Surely the story begins long before the 70s, when their lust for power and the dark arts. The journey began in 75. Clinton took the first trip to Haiti. Shortly after they married, Bill found a particular experience to be the most interesting day of the trip. He decided to include in his memoir Bill, Hillary, and their friend David Edwards. They had the opportunity to see voodoo in practice in a village near Port-au-Prince. The priest was Max Bouvier, it's French, and had to abandon his career as a chemical engineer when his voodoo priest godfather died and named him as his successor. Bouvier gave them a brief course in voodoo theology. As Clinton described it, later that afternoon, the ceremony began. Quoting Clinton, after several minutes of rhythmic dancing to pounding drums, the spirits arrived, seizing a woman and a man. The man proceeded to rub a burning torch all over his body and walk on hot coals without being burned. The woman, in a frenzy, screamed repeatedly, then grabbed a live chicken and bit its head off. Then the spirits left, and those who had been possessed fell to the ground. Clinton wrote that his brief foray into the world of voodoo furthered his fascination with the way different cultures try to make sense of life, nature, and virtually universal belief that there is a non-physical spirit force at work in the world. And there are two invisible spirit works in the world. I'm adding this. There is the kingdom of heaven that is presided over by Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father, and the kingdom of darkness presided over by the prince of the present world, the devil, and all of his fallen angels and all the demons. This is what was at work that day. I know this may shock you, but I don't think it does. But the thing is, with the matter of Michael Sussman, now, Michael Sussman, he knew the Clintons' involvement in the witch hunt that would destroy President Donald Trump, working with the Russians, Russian collusion. They knew this was a lie. Sussman knows all the players. Sussman is probably the most targeted man in the world presently. If he ends up going before any Durham is prosecuting him, trying to get to the bottom of everything that happened in the Russia hoax. And Sussman is a person that knows what Andrew McCabe, and his girlfriend, his lovely girlfriend, and Robert Mueller, John Brennan, Mike Pence, Mitch McConnell, many Republicans, many Democrats that knew that this was a hoax, but they didn't have the fortitude, nor did they have the integrity to say anything about it. Why? Because it's going to cost them. If they go along with the program, then all of their money will be hidden in deals that will involve the Ukraine, and that money will be hidden all over the world. I don't know if any of you are familiar with something that came out 10 years ago, the Panama Papers. Well, the way to hide all the money internationally. Well, we'll continue here in a few minutes. This is 1360 KHNC AM Radio, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast section. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Show.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church at 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Hi folks, the Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, the present truth. Well, you know, this really couldn't be true. Well, it's in the black and the white. Believe it or not, it's in the black and the white. This is not made up. Otherwise, these people could have been taken to court and sued, and they weren't. You go to the internet, don't go to Google, you'll get nothing. Go to DuckDuckGo, start page. And you can pretty much get what is important. You get the truth. I have people that I work with that they go only to Google. They find nothing about the things that I talk to them about. They think I am, they can't figure out where I get the stuff from. They don't say I'm cuckoo. They know I'm not. But they just can't believe what I'm telling them is true. And I said, you just wait. Just wait. Don't forget what I said. I'll present it to you. Time will tell, but just remember. So, this was initially, going back to the article, coming out of, again, Corey'sDigs.com. This was Clinton Haitian Black Magic Secret. This was in April of 2018. Continuing to read here. This was so potential in the early stages of the Clinton Clinton's intrigue into the world of voodoo that they returned several times to Haiti for voodoo ceremonies to assist with Bill's elections. This may sound like a contrived story, but this has been confirmed by Haitian officials and priests, in addition to my source, a native of Haiti. It is important to understand that surveys have put the number of voodoo adherents in Haiti as high as 85%, even among the educated classes and Hugans or voodoo priests. They are even more important in the Haitian capital than the psychiatrists are in Washington, D.C. And why would anyone that has any kind of income that is important, why would they go to, of all places, Haiti? There is nothing there. There's nothing in Haiti. They eat. These people are starving to death. They make mud pies and literally sell mud pies for the people to eat. It is a poor country. It is a cursed country. Why would they go there? They would go probably, I believe, to the Dominican Republic and then cross the border in an entourage and have the voodoo ceremonies and then fly back out of the Dominican Republic. I'm not sure, but I wouldn't think they would fly right in directly into Haiti, but I may be wrong. So, continuing. The story that follows were reported in the Haiti Observateur, but were kept from mainstream news in the United States. There were a handful of local sources in the U.S. that picked up the story over time. However, there are some interesting details that were not reported. You're going to hang on to your... Just hang on now. This was in Port-au-Prince, I think about 1992. In this land where witch doctors carry more clout than conventional PhDs or professional campaign advisors, the average citizen has been provided a mind-boggling explanation to why Bill Clinton so handily beat President George H.W. Bush in 1992, why he triumphed to re-election easily in 1996, and then at this time is now facing impeachment like 1998. Acting on advice of a Hugan or sorcerer, Hunigan, supplied by then-exiled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, Clinton had not changed his underwear in that previous week of the 1992 campaign, the voodoo practitioners say. The same Hunigan also cast a malediction on President Bush by manipulating a doll made in the president's image, goes the story. The torment climaxed when the Hunigan caused Bush's projectile vomit into the lap of the Japanese prime minister as the world press looked on, disgracing him with the public. I've seen that video. Reverend Gerard Jean Justy, who was a priest in Aristide's entourage, claimed that the Aristide had developed a powerful grip on the Clinton psyche through the power of voodoo. Former President George H.W. Bush fell under a spell of nausea, vomits on Prime Minister of Japan. It didn't end there, according to the World News Daily. Haitian officials and the Haiti Observateur stated that Clinton reaffirmed his faith in voodoo during his March 31, 1995 visit to the island. The official purpose of the visit, as told by the American media, was to celebrate Haiti's supposed return to democracy. However, the Haitian press had a much different story. The headlines of the March 29, 1995 issue of the Haiti Observateur read, Clinton Aris... In French, in English, Clinton to assist in a voodoo ceremony in Haiti. The story confirmed by Haitian officials stated that initiating Clinton under the power of voodoo had two purposes. One, to render him impervious to the attacks of his Republican enemies in Washington, and two, to guarantee his reelection. While the initiation could protect Clinton from his political enemies, they say, it could not protect him from himself. It could not protect him from himself. Why? because I go back to God gave man free will. So he could not protect himself from himself. The ceremony was said to have been hidden within a public event touted as a dedication of a monument to Hades' boat people. The focal point was a magic well concealed inside a sculptor's rendition of a brick and concrete boat, which was hurriedly constructed for the event in the vicinity of Aristides' residence in Tabari. It should be noted that Aristides, a defrocked priest earlier in 1995, had renounced the Catholic Church and said he was returning to the voodoo faith of his ancestors. Now listen, for the Catholics, many, many people in the occult are Catholics. Many, many people. And people in satanic covens, they hide under the cover of being Catholic. So he renounces the Catholic Church. He was returning to the voodoo faith of his ancestors. In July of the same year, he held a large voodoo congress at the National Palace, attended by over 300 leading Hungans and Bokars, black magicians, including leaders of the dreaded Bazango cult, which practices zombification and human sacrifice. Upon addressing the first voodoo congress, Aristides proclaimed voodoo to be one of the great religions with the world alongside Christianity. It's a great religion, but has nothing to do with Christianity. 1360 KHNC AM Radio. 1360 KHNC.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen, and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all-too-common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com, and I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and Emergency Response Training.
Interesting, it's real, the present truth, Rick Rodriguez. Sunday, 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And then to help keep me on the air, I really appreciate Joe and Jason giving me the opportunity to be able to leave the open forum from 11 to 1, which was a two-hour program, then giving me the opportunity to jump to a four-hour program from 2 to 3 Monday through Thursday. So I really appreciate it because the hour, this is an income-generating period following Alex Jones. So for me to be able to stay here, support the station, and when you do support the station, if you're going to support my program specifically, please mention that I'm supporting the station and Rick's program. And so P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. P.O. Box 104, 80534. The products that we have also support the station. And but I appreciate the 4 hours. And you have the P.O. Box, so please, if you enjoy my program, let them know. Going back to William Jefferson. So here we see, now I'm not even talking about his wife. I'm not talking about the coven that she meets with in California, the Church of the Hateful Witches. Larry Nichols, when he worked for the Clintons while they were in Arkansas, Larry used to hear about Hillary flying to California for a weekend to spend time with a coven of witches. This is documented. This is not hearsay. This is not speculation. And Larry said that he told them, he said, hey, listen, if the people find out that Hillary's going out there to meet with the coven of witches, it's not going to be good for your political career. But that's what she did. She does. What they do. Like the old song says. And who else would be powerful in the coven of hateful witches in California? Huh. If you just start thinking about very, very powerful women in the political world, put a question mark behind their name. And then really think about the kind of power and the authority that they have. Is there voodoo, some type of witchcraft involved? Now, you know, this type of witchcraft, do you think that it's just going to keep Bill out of trouble? No, I don't think so. Listen, quickly, I'm going to jump to something. The Clinton family has 50 organizations that they are the foundations. And one is ASECO Training Center, which is in Cartagena, Colombia, opened in 2013, but there really isn't, it doesn't exist. It's a money-generating thing. The Clinton, Bush Clinton Haiti Fund, registered in 2010. Bush Clinton Katrina Fund, every time there is a catastrophe. The Clinton Climate Initiative, it's a big one that's alive and well presently. Clinton Developmental Initiative, Clinton Executive Services Corp., the Clinton Family Foundation in New York, registered 2001. Clinton Foundation in Arizona, registered 1998. Clinton Foundation in Hong Kong, registered 2014. Remember Hillary, well, Bill and Hillary, were in, while they were in Arkansas, there was the white pipeline of opium and heroin coming from China. It was a Hillary, she was the one that put this together, going into Mena, Arkansas. Not just what was coming up from South America, Central America, but now you had the China connection. So she registers a foundation in 2014 in Hong Kong, just before Hong Kong goes bye-bye to the Chinese. Clinton Foundation in Haiti, Clinton Foundation in Sweden, Clinton Foundation HIV/AIDS Initiative, which is a bogus company, Clinton Gustra Enterprise Partnership in Canada, Clinton Gustra Sustainable Growth Initiative, Clinton Global Citizens Award, Clinton Global Initiative, a little bit different, Clinton Global Initiative Asia, Global Initiative University, Clinton Health Access Initiative, Clinton Health Matters Initiative, the Clinton Development Initiative. Now, my point is, do you think all of this just happened because these people are brilliant? During the break, I was thinking, I forgot. You know, Bill and Hillary, from the articles that I've read, are Rockefeller children. They're cousins. There are some reports that Hillary, her real father, is Nelson Rockefeller. Bill Clinton, I think his mother was the daughter of Winthrop. I have to go back to my notes. Winthrop Rockefeller. But they are cousins. And as cousins, and as Rockefellers, most likely, they will have access to all of the Rockefeller law offices, strategies, and the Rockefeller strategies were sophisticated ways of controlling railroads, controlling oil, transportation of oil, kerosene initially, then eventually oil, how to go into native lands in America and use the Christian churches, the big churches, to talk the Indian people, you know, God is God and he wants to help you spiritually, but he doesn't really care to help you so much with your physical needs. And so give up the mineral rights to your land. Give up the rights in the earth. This was the way they did it, and they did it not only in America, but all over the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So where did the Clintons learn how to work with the foundations? From their family members, from their parents and their grandfather. Everything is foundations in the world today. I doubt there are any The Rockefellers have more foundations. Their hands are in more things than anything, than any other person in the world, other than maybe Bill and Hillary. and the pattern they learned from their grandfather and great-grandfather how to run foundations. They had all the help. They had all the legal help. They had everything they needed. They had the people in the, well, the whole structure, everybody involved with that whole structure. Now, going back to this article, in leading days up to Clinton's visit, before they went to one of the visits to Haiti, according to sources in Haiti, many occult preparations took place. These were intended not only to grant Clinton the power to overcome the challenges facing his presidency and defeat the Whitewater investigations. Why did they get out? Because of witchcraft. People don't believe witchcraft is powerful. It is very powerful. How do you think Donald Trump, what do you think brought him down? Do you think it was just a political brilliance? No way. I have articles that I've wanted to cover on this program. Actually, it would have been the open forum 4 or 5 months ago. And all of the occult ritual that was taking place in this country and internationally to make sure Donald J. Trump would not take his place as president a second time. It was through the power of witchcraft. So, let's see here. I'm going back to the article. Sorry to jump away. To overcome the challenges facing the president to defeat the Whitewater investigations, also to give Aristide the power to continue to control Clinton. One account that circulated in Port-au-Prince is that Aristide dedicated the secret well before Clinton's visit, and that he shed the blood of a newborn infant in gratitude to the gods whom he believes allowed his power to return. To maximize the occult forces at work, even the date chosen for Clinton's visit was March 31, which is part of an elaborate ritual. The digits are in reverse of 13, which the voodoo calendar considers the most propitious date for casting spells. Thus, the voodoo practitioners say, while Clinton believed that he was coming to the well at Tabari to sell his soul to Lucifer for power and protection through the initiation of voodoo, he was also the victim of a classic Haitian double cross. So because I'm out of time, I have to hold right there. But all that these people have, this family, they're going to protect themselves from Michael Sussman should Michael Sussman have to testify before John, Durnham, with his investigations, who's heading up the investigations into what happened with the Russian hoax. Should Sussman get to that point where he's got to testify, he's going to get the Clinton flu. You think that the COVID is powerful? Well, how many people have died from the Clinton flu? Over millions. Not just thousands, millions. How do I say that? Look what happened in Libya. Look what happened in all these areas of the world. While the Clintons and the Bushes were in power, the people that died. Okay, that's the end of this week. Join me on Monday, next week, Sunday, from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC AM Radio, 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with a proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gotspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort